Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Ah, dude, listen, what can you say? I mean, I know that we were all surprised when John Mara fired Joe Shane yesterday because he wasn't getting any linebackers. Then he re-signed him by the end
of
the day.
Can't believe John did that.
And he re-signed him by the end of the day. And then all of a sudden, we get our guy, or we get a guy. You know, look, and all kidding aside, if you're a Giants fan, I talked about it last week, you have to be ecstatic at the direction of this organization right now. I mean, priorities 1 and 2 coming in to the offseason were taking care of Daniel Jones and Saquon. Check. Then it was shoring up run support because we stink against the run. Check. Then then adding playmakers. And we added a playmaker today that, you know, had a little bit of an injury history, recent history, but if he's healthy, this guy is a top 5 receiving tight end in the NFL. I love everything the Giants are doing, Chris. I am on board, like I said, with the Shane on the Shane train. I could not be happier as a Giants fan, buddy. I think so far so good. There's still going to be moves. We can talk about who the Giants retain, but what a great 2 days it's been, Chris.
Yeah, it took it was a little slow out of the gate for Giants fans liking, I guess. I saw a lot of panic on Twitter. You know, I actually saw people saying they should fire Joe Shane. I think they beefed up the run defense with Nunez Roaches, and obviously they got a very active linebacker in Bobby Okereke, who probably played his best game of the year last year against the Giants. Yep. I'm sure that was a lasting image in Joe Shane and Ryan Dable's head when they looked at that film Sunday night or Monday morning, whatever they looked at it and said, man, this guy Okereke was he's a free agent? Oh, Joe, he's a free agent, not for nothing, but this guy was killing, he was out there blasting Jones, making tackles all over the place, but Okereke's been a very active guy for the last few years, so he could play the middle, he could play the will, he could play anywhere, which is something that Wink Martindale likes. Yeah, the versatility is what the attraction was to the Giants, whereas some other guys weren't as attractive. So the market was good, the price was good. I got to be honest with you, Jerry, I looked at some of these contracts, except for Tremaine Edmonds, I looked at some of these contracts, and I was surprised how low they were. I thought it was going to be much higher in the market. Yeah. Tremaine Edmonds was the
blew
big
it out.
One.
Yeah.
He blew it out. I'm sorry. He got around 18, right, or something like that. And everybody else was around that 6, 7, 8, Alexander Salone, TJ Edwards, and then Okereke went for around the 10, whatever the mark is. And so it doesn't really blow up. The market didn't blow up as much as I thought it would with some of these guys. Now, obviously, the top stars, and Edmonds was considered the top guy. Hargrave on the defensive line was considered a top guy, and he got that top money. But all these other guys, even the corners, you look around some of these guys, and it's not really huge numbers like I thought. So the Giants go out in a reasonable market, and they get a defensive guy up front, nice rotation guy. Talked about it before. Can't have Dexter Lawrence playing 82% of snaps on the season. Right. Can't have Leo out there 50-plus snaps, So that's a nice rotation. They'll be adding a guy. I can see another veteran coming in, and obviously with some guys coming back, one guy coming back, and in the draft, they'll be adding even more, And as far as Bobby Okereke, very active guy. You have to like what they did there. He's going to be up in that middle, playing that middle for Wink, and a guy that takes on blocks and reads gaps well. And I was watching him, looking at some film of him again last night, and you just see the way when he was in that middle, when the Colts had him in that middle at times, just the way he was reading gap runs and everything was impressive. So, look, Shane isn't done, Jerry. You see what the Eagles did today, right? The Eagles go out and they sign Rashad Penny. And that's going to be their philosophy still with Jalen Hurts. I know they have the receivers, but they're going to run the ball. Rashad Penny, when he's healthy, is one of the better backs.
And they re-signed Boston Scott.
To haunt the Giants some more.
Right.
And I also just saw they re-signed James Bradbury.
Yes, to a 3-year deal. That was a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure where they were going to go with that. I thought they were going to, honestly, Jerry, I thought they were going to lose Bradbury.
Me too.
I really was. But they didn't. And the Eagles made some moves, and the Cowboys go out. And they make some moves. They go out and get Stephen Gilmore today. And the Giants, we'll talk about their big move, Darren Waller, in a few. So Shane isn't done, like we said. They have to beef up that run defense. The NFC East makes some splashes today. And that's where we're at. So I guess we could talk about Waller in a few. But as far as defense, I think most Giant fans are happy, right? Bobby Okereke and of course, I always liked Nunez Roaches. I always loved him as a rotation guy. I love the nastiness he always brought. Nice guy to come in there. Plays the run well. He's not going to push the pocket much, but that's not really what they're looking for here either. They need a run stuff, and they got him. So hopefully he works out. Okereke, hopefully, he works out and improves the Giants in an area they needed to improve.
He's an upgrade over Ellis, right? And he's going to be a decent rotation guy with DJ Davidson and anyone else they add, whether it's earlier in the draft or maybe another free agent, who knows? But you figure they'll probably add another. Okereke is sideline to sideline. That's what excites me. Sideline to sideline, fast linebacker. And right now you're looking at our linebackers, Chris, and you see Thibodeau, Okereke, and Ojulari, right? Like, that's really good, right? Potentially, if Ojulari can stay healthy. And then you have, the other inside spot's going to be Beavers. It's going to be McFadden. It could be Jared Davis or TBD. It could be somebody they draft. You don't know. So right now, for the first time in a long time, you're excited about the linebackers. And Joe Shane, it's just he's attacking what we didn't do well, which is so refreshing. And like I said, dude, I'm removed from the Gettleman years of looking at every contract and hoping that it's not too long and money up front and dead cap. Like, it's great to just kind of experience these moves coming in and then just be and then having a lot of trust in your GM. But the trade today, man, it was funny because the rumor was they were going to trade for a wide receiver, and I don't think they will now, but trading for a tight end, was that out of nowhere? Was there any talk about that?
I kind of heard the buzz yesterday that they were talking to a few tight ends. Yes, I did. Yeah. That the tight end position was something they might explore in a trade, and the wide receiver position still is something they might explore in a trade.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So don't discount that out. We were kind of leaning towards, from what I was hearing, that the wide receiver is a position that Joe will look into as a trade, and from what I heard today, it's still not dead. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's still not dead as far as making a splash in the wide receiver market, too. Okay? Don't worry about the numbers, what they are right now, cap and all that stuff, where they're at. They could always make it work. Don't forget, Golly's going to get cut. Maybe a few other surprises coming down. To free up some more cap room. But they did make the splash. I did hear it yesterday that a tight end is a position to look at either via free agency or in the market, which when I heard that yesterday, I was like, whoa, trade market? I was like, wow. And it wasn't even thinking, wow. I was like, wow. I thought it was going to be a splash along the lines of Dalton Schultz or something like that. That's where I was thinking.
Yeah. Dalton Schultz would have been like a Boston Scott get. Like, he just wouldn't score. Even if he did nothing, he wouldn't score against us anymore. But obviously very excited about Waller. And that's what we were talking about, Chris. We'd love another tight end who can run the seam, right? Like, this is the guy. This is the guy that runs that pattern, and he's a mismatch for linebackers, and he's a mismatch for safeties. Like, if he's healthy, this is a great move, man.
Well, look, he's healthy right now, and you just have to hope that the last 2 years he's missed a lot of time, and that's the concern. He's 30 years old. That's the concern. It's a great move. Look, here's the thing. It's a great move by Joe Shane, because if it doesn't work out, say he gets injured again next year and he plays four games and you're like, all right, this guy can't stay on the field, they can move on from him.
Yeah.
They can move on. He's got zero guaranteed money. Yeah. They'll free up like 11 or something in the cap. No dead money. You know, it was obviously a front-loaded contract the Vegas Raiders gave him. So it's not a big deal. You know, even if it doesn't work out. And if it works out, Jerry, if the guy stays on the field, you're going to get big production.
Yeah.
Right? And then you keep him. He's only 11, 10, I think 12, 11, whatever the hell the cap hit's going to be.
I think so.
Okay, so right around that number?
Yeah.
And you keep him.
Yep.
It's not a big deal. For what? You gave up a third that you got from Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
You stole him.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of things. You know, for some reason, he didn't seem to fit with Josh McDaniels or what he was doing in Vegas. And even the games he played last year when I watched him, he really wasn't targeted. And I remember saying, why aren't they targeting, it was Derek Carr at the time, like, why aren't they targeting Darren Waller?
Yeah.
Like, what's... So sometimes, Jerry, guys don't fit what they want to do, tight end-wise. Whatever.
Yeah.
He wasn't fitting with Josh McDaniels, what they wanted to do. So, and on top of that, you know, he's been injured. He's missed 8 games last year.
Yeah.
So sometimes teams move on. Okay, we're going to go in another direction. Okay? But the only question here for Darren Waller is going to be him being healthy, because when he was healthy a couple years ago...
Stood.
He just couldn't cover the guy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
You couldn't cover because he's such a mismatch for linebackers, nickels,
yeah,
safeties. Guys, teams were throwing corners on him to try to stop him a couple years ago. He runs routes so well. He's got good hands. Excellent. Excellent reading zone defenses, getting in the windows. Excellent in the seams, okay? Guy could get downfield. He's fast. Likes to run those deep cross. He'll run that 7 route for you. The guy's very effective in the red zone. Like Daniel Bellinger is. You know, like Daniel was targeted, got some touchdowns last year in the red. So he's just such a weapon for Daniel. It's something the Giants haven't had in a while, right? I mean, a really legit receiving tight end. You know? A real legit receiving tight end.
Yeah,
this guy is top 3 when he's healthy.
I'd have to go back to, like, Martellus Bennett, someone like that. Like, and that was the most recent. I mean, you say Evan Engram, but he didn't work out. But, you know, you have to go a pretty long time ago to find someone.
Like,
Yeah.
And Evan had, you know, Evan, God bless him, had flaws in his games.
Right.
He would pull up short in routes.
Yeah.
Balls would go off his hands. Drop an easy one, you know? Where Darren Waller really doesn't have any flaws in his game.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have any flaws in his game. This guy's legit. When healthy, and the Giants are going to hope, obviously, you hope he's healthy next year, because, you know, it's something that Daniel, you know, a legit tight end like this is always the best security blanket for a quarterback, man, you know?
Yeah.
A guy you look for on third downs, you know, and which reminds me of another guy, Sterling Shepard, who's re-signed. A guy he always looked for on third down a lot, too. Hopefully, Shep comes back. You know, Shep told me before we left the locker room at the end of the year that he fully expects to be back by September in training camp. He's way ahead of schedule, he said.
Yeah.
And I don't put anything past Shep, because I saw the way he recovered from the first one.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I don't know if we should sit him down against Dallas next year, because it seems to be the Dallas games are the ones that gets hurt.
Yeah, right.
The last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
So, but no, there's a guy, you know, that guy, and Waller, you know, what Waller does, Jerry, too, is that, say the Giants draft a kid, receiver 25th, right? They draft a wide receiver, number one.
Mm-hmm.
He just opens up so much.
Absolutely.
For a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Because there's times you're going to have to bracket Waller when he's on top of his game, because you can't just match him one-on-one with certain guys. He'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that opens up things for Isaiah Hodgins, DeAndre Hopkins, up there for Sterling Shepard. No. It opens up, you know,
Chris,
for
you've said it so much, you're really getting me pumped, man.
No. It opens up for, you know, for if they go out and draft a Zay Flowers, a Quentin Johnson. I almost did it again, Jerry.
Yeah.
I almost said Richardson again. Can you imagine?
Right.
Quentin Johnson. It opens up, you know, for whoever they draft, you know, whoever it might be. It could be, you know, whatever it might be. So it opens up so much for these young guys, and to having that legit threat tight end, man. So like I said, Jerry, it's not like that tie to him for 3-4 years where you're gonna, you know, you can't cut him. If you do, it's a big dead cap, this, that. But if it doesn't work out 1 year, you move on.
Yeah.
You know, that's why when people are panicking over Daniel Jones, oh, the money, like, same thing with Daniel. In a couple of years, you could move on if you want to.
Right.
You know, that's not the plan with the Giants. The Giants feel they got their guy. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So Joe Shane, you know, first year as a GM, first year negotiating him and Kevin. I tell you, Kevin Abrams, bro. Kevin Abrams.
Yeah.
Freaking guy is doing an unbelievable job with these contracts, you know. You know, Daniel, you know, and this guy, you know, you could move on. You know, you're not tied down, you know, like you were with the Galladay for a few years and all that stuff, you know. So great job by Joe Shane here, because if it doesn't work out, you move on. If it does work out, he's healthy. Dude, you got a legit tight end. So great job by Joe here.
Yeah, I mean, that was a surprise to me when I saw that. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And right now you look at the weapons he has, and it's Hodgins, it's Waller, Shepard comes back, Wandale Robinson will eventually be back, and Saquon. And like you said, God willing, they add to it, whether it's through a trade, a free agent, or in the draft. Maybe two of those three, who the hell knows? But right now the offense is looking more exciting. And like you said, Waller's going to open up a lot. And that's why I really... Such a shame Wandale got hurt, because
I forgot about him.
It seems like it would really benefit him, right? Like underneath, like, you know, like in the slot, and someone like Waller kind of taking attention away.
Hopefully Wandale's back. You know, hopefully we see him.
No, I mean, but he's not going to be back like till October, probably.
Probably because
he got hurt later. That's all.
Yeah,
but it's going to be so much. It's going to be more fun, and then another year under Kafka. Like, this is. That's why I couldn't understand yesterday the angst in social media and Giant fans. It's like, this guy, I keep saying, like, I've never been more relaxed in free agency. I mean, what? Like, just kind of waiting, Chris. I swear to God. I'm just sitting here waiting, like, he's going to do something. He's not going to not address it. Maybe we didn't get our guy in Edmonds. But then I saw the contract. I'm like, oof, 4 years, $80 million or whatever it was. I'm like, oh, maybe, I don't know if I'd want him for that much. Then they get Okereke for $10 million a year. I don't know. I just... again, I don't mean to have blind faith in Joe Shane, but you got to give this guy a chance. And by the end of the day, every Giant fan in the world should have been happy. And then even today, you had this, and they're not done. They're going to add more. It's incredible.
Sure, yeah.
So A plus so far. I mean, look, I don't want to grade anything, but as a fan, I'm just ecstatic of what they've done so far, and it looks like they're going to do more. So.
And Jerry, you know, let's not forget, you know, Tremaine Edmonds was a good player, and he's top of the heap, basically coming out. One of the top guys coming out. But he's not Ray Lewis.
Right.
Everybody needs to relax with that, you know?
Yeah.
I know everybody was, me and you were like, oh, we think they're going to go after Tremaine. You know?
And was the Buffalo connection, too.
And look, Jerry, as far as we know, I don't know yet. I mean, I'll try to find out, but I don't know. For we know, they might have went after Tremaine pretty hard, but the numbers wasn't there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay? I know a lot of people out there, they think they're in the know, you know, but I don't know. They might have went after him. But I just want everybody to remember, too, you know, we're not talking about, you know, Harry Carson here, okay? You know what I mean? He's a good player, Tremaine Edmonds. Don't get me wrong. And he was one of the top guys. Don't get me wrong. And I wanted him. You wanted him, Jerry. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up people's you don't watch to say, oh, no, I really want. I'm just saying, like, okay, it didn't work out. He got his 18. Look, Jerry, the Bears were a team that if they wanted their guy this
they're
year,
get him.
They were getting him.
$100 million in cap space.
They were getting him.
Yeah.
Not only did they get him, they went out and got T.J. Edwards, too. They were like, okay, we got this money to play with. Let's go out. So Ryan Poles went wild. He was like, okay, well, we got 95, 100 million. Well, we're going to go out and get two linebackers. We're going to go out and get an offensive line. They're going crazy.
And that was the panic, because the Bears signed those two, and then the Giants fans were like, well, who's left? Nobody's left. Like, no, there's guys left. Like, they weren't the end all, so.
Yeah. You know, look, and that was the bottom line, Jerry. If the Bears wanted a guy.
They were getting him. Yeah.
They were going to overpay
and
get him. That's what free agency is about. It's overpaying, basically,
right,
and getting your guy. And if you have a team with $95 million in cap space, they're going to, and they focus in on one guy, Jerry, they're going to get their guy.
Yeah.
And if the Giants came in, if his agents were going back and forth, I don't know this. I'm just saying, if the agents of the Giants were offering 16, well, the Bears are offering 18. Right. Well, guess where he's going to go, dude?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I'm not aware of that fact. I'm just saying, like, don't, you know, Joe might have went after him hard. But realize, it's not happening. We got to go to plan B here.
Right.
The Bears are going to outbid everybody, okay?
Right.
They were getting their guy, Jerry. The Bears were determined. They had the money. Boom. That's it. So you move on. Plan B. So the Giants get another good linebacker. I know this for a fact. They graded very high, just as high as Tremaine Edmonds, maybe a little bit on the right around. But the point being, right around in that category.
Yeah.
All right. It wasn't like, you know, Tremaine Edmonds is here, and I'm pointing way up, folks. And then the Okorie Case and everybody else was way down here. Relax. This is, you know, like I said, this isn't Ray Lewis coming out. Okay. Right. So good player, but the Bears got their guy. The Bears had enough money to go out and get another guy. That was on a market, the very active linebacker in TJ Edwards. So.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to take a break and be right back after this. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. Hang on 1 second.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And we're back. Folks, you listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz, Bizignano. So the Giants retained a few guys. You mentioned one, Sterling Shepard. They kept Matt Breida.
Were you surprised by that? I was a little
I
gotta be honest, I was a little surprised by
that,
too.
I was surprised by
that. Yeah, I was.
Casey Kreider, thank God. The guy just signs one-year contracts. I think it's amazing. That was the one that was the third priority for me in free agency. Just sign Kreider. And they signed Jamie Gillen. That was a shock. I know he finished strong, like you said. You brought that up on Twitter. Good point. But, wow. He must be a hell of a holder.
Yeah, look, I was a little surprised, Jerry, the 2 years for. But they, like I said, he finished the second half better than he punted the first half. That they have a lot of confidence in him. They like him. You know, obviously, I mean, the numbers, you know, he's not there because he's a holder. He's there because they have confidence in his punting game, and they like the way he finished up. Now, to me, Jerry, I think you're on board with this. He was way too inconsistent for my liking.
Yes.
Didn't get enough balls inside the 20s for my liking.
No.
And there was times where, you know, he actually whiffed on one ball, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. Remember those two disasters?
Against Philly.
Yeah. And there was times, when he was punting, I was cringing. Like, oh, what's this guy going to do next? You know?
Yeah, he either hit it like 60 or 10 out of bounds, like trying to be directional.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the kind of move that like ruined my day like it did for so many Giant fans. And no, I think if he I think if he was re-signed after we got Okereke, I think people would have been like, all right, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But that was like the first move you heard of for the day. Like, oh, here we go. We're just signing our guys. but look, it's if Dable believes that he can be the guy, you re-sign him. But now it's, all right, we got to see some improvement there. We got to see more consistency. I know Graham Gano tweeted that he was happy that the battery's back. And again, holding is an aspect to this. Okay, fine. But I just want to see more inside the 20. It doesn't have to be at the one like Jeff Fiegel's, but I want to see it towards the 10-yard line when you're being directional, not at the 24 or
exactly. Or in
whatever,
the end zone.
Shanked.
Or in the end zone. Yeah.
Or in the end zone, right. Too many in the end zone, right. Right. Or whiffed on. So
yeah.
This is a move where it's like, all right, well, this one's on you guys. So, okay. So,
yeah, like Jerry, like you said, it didn't ruin my day. I was just surprised
right.
by it. Like you, I was like, whoa, yeah. wait. I thought they might move on. I wasn't like I was like, oh, they're definitely not going to sign him. I thought they might move
right.
on too. And then they got the 2 years, $4 million, whatever. And I said, oh, that surprised me a little bit. No question, it did. It
yeah.
surprised me. I was like, whoa, yeah. But they, you know, they like the way he finished up, I guess, the way, you know, they have confidence that he's going to keep, you know, blossoming and getting better and improving. And that's
yeah.
where we're at. So like you said, like you just said, dude, look, I'm not sitting here like, oh my God. I just was a little surprised by it. That's all. Some people were, some people weren't. Most people were, I think.
yeah. Yeah. I think
but
was, yeah.
okay, so he's that guy and hopefully has a better second year as a Giant. That's all.
Of the remaining unrestricted free agents out there on the Giants that were Giants last year,
yeah.
who do you think is next to be signed?
Feliciano, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, look, I'm glad you brought that up. I think Feliciano will be back in another one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
They like him a lot. I think he's a guy that if they don't go out and get their center, if they don't wind up draft, whatever it might be, they'll
yeah.
be like, okay, we could go with John another year. You know?
Right.
Now, which brings me to another guy, Nick Gates, a guy I
yeah.
thought would come back on another one-year deal, maybe two, okay? But what, I mean, I did not see this coming at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Washington coming in and giving him a three-year, $18 million deal, all his guaranteed money, and God bless Nick.
You can't blame him.
I love Nick. I was talking to somebody in the Giants building today, and they were like, so sad that he left, but there was no way the Giants were going with those numbers for Nick Gates. They wish him well. Everybody wishes him well. Everybody loves Nick Gates, and I'm glad for him what he went through. He got his money. But I don't quite know, Jerry, if there was another team outside of the Washington Commanders that would have gave Nick that contract.
Right.
So,
right. It was surprising.
Dude, when... I forgot if it was Rapp or if it was Schefter, or whoever reported it, broke that news, my mouth dropped. I was like, wow. I did not think that Nick Gates was going to get that type of contract, but he did. God bless him. We all wish him well. I'm going to miss Nick. I always love talking to him in the locker room. The guy's the greatest guy going. But there's no way he was turning down that money. Nor would I, Jerry, nor would you. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't either. You know, if
no,
you were in
no,
that situation.
I couldn't blame him. I saw the contract and the details. And like, oh, I can't blame him for
absolutely.
This. I mean, absolutely.
He wasn't getting that
good
from the
him.
Giants. He knew that, you know.
Yeah.
So he moves on, and we'll see him twice a year. Look forward to seeing him when Washington's in, you know, in the Meadowlands next year to say hello to him because he was always one of my favorites. And he's a big Iron Maiden fan, too, which I always liked about Nick.
That's right. Yeah, nice.
But... that's the way, you know, that's the way it is. But a guy like Feliciano, I expect... Look, Jerry, I got to be honest with you, too, dude. They signed a restricted free agent, brought him back in Wyatt
yeah.
Davis.
Yeah.
Now, I like that move. Oh, Chris, he's a boss.
Yeah.
What happened? Minnesota, Saints, he's fat, he's lazy, he's this, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. To me, Jerry, this was worth the project. This was worth the project because I remember him in college. And he was
right.
a dominant guard. Okay, that's
right.
not... I know, Chris, college at the NFL. I know that.
Right.
But it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Jerry, I was happy when it was worth... To me, it was worth the $800,000, whatever the hell it is. The project, let Bobby Johnson get another year. And you say to yourself, you know, maybe the light will go off in this kid's head. Maybe it comes
right.
in a different shape. Maybe Bobby Johnson whips his kid. Maybe they get through this kid. Dude, this is your last chance. You a high draft. You're going to be, you know, you're going to be selling hot dogs on the boardwalk in Coney Island next year if this doesn't work out.
Right.
Because the kid, dude, I had him rated well coming out a couple years ago.
Second round grade.
I had him rated well. I saw him in college. The dominance.
Yep.
And then it all didn't work out for him. A lot of it, probably a little laziness, a little overweight, maybe immaturity. If it doesn't work out, okay, no big deal, right, Jerry? But if it does, if it could just click with this kid, if they could get something out of this kid, it was worth it, man, because I know what the hell's in this kid. I know the talent he has, bro. Now, a lot of these kids coming out of college, you know, five-star recruits in college, and they all, a lot of them don't work out in the NFL. He might be one of them. Probably will be one of them, okay?
Yeah.
But it was worth re-signing him. I like that Bobby Johnson, Dable, you know, said, you know what, get this kid in camp. Let's see what the hell we could do with him. Let's see if we could get this thing going on, you know, because he was talented at one time, man, real talent. I mean, it's not too long ago, Jerry. It's not like he's 7 years in the league where you say, right. Oh, he's 30, now it's over. Forget about it. You know, get the hot dog stand, get the fries and Coney Island fries and get it going because he ain't going anywhere. No, he's 24. Where the hell, he's young. He's only a couple years. So I love that signing, Jerry. I loved it. Turns out, if it doesn't work out, the kid don't want to put his head into it, totally give it a, then he move on. It's over. Boom. See you later, you know?
To me, a move like that makes a lot more sense than a team like the Titans taking a shot at Andre Dillard for 3 years, $29 million.
Wow.
Now, Dillard hasn't done anything with the Eagles. I can't believe he got that. Because I thought a team like the Giants could look at Dillard, maybe bring him in and say, all right, let's see what we can do. But that much money? That's insane. I thought I'd rather do a move like the Giants did with one of the guys that they had here last year that's inexpensive. Than make a move like that.
Incredible, Jerry. That's free agency.
But
right?
Yeah, and
It's crazy.
Now, okay, my next question for you. All right, not to put you on the spot, but I just want to get your opinion on this. With these options that they have at guard, albeit they are question marks, huge question marks, Chris, do you think they still are going to look at guard and free agency to bring someone in?
Jerry, I think... They made the splash, too. I'm not sure, man. Yeah. I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they will. But I don't know. You know, it's weird, dude. To me, they have to bring in somebody. They don't have to. They could go in a draft. Don't get me wrong. You know, but they like Joshua Zedio, too.
Right. Man. They're still high on him, right?
You know, they like Joshua Zedio.
Yep.
They like Ben Brennison, but they feel they need an upgrade. But they also think they might have it with Zedio. So I don't know. Where they're going to go with this.
That's why
I really don't, Jerry.
Yeah.
I think they definitely, obviously, in the draft, they're going to draft one or two interior linemen. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
And then let them compete, you know. And I got to be honest with you, dude. I wouldn't even put it past a center at 25. I'm telling you. I wouldn't even put it past that, you know.
No, sure.
Especially with Seattle versus free agency plays out. So, Jerry, I wouldn't surprise you if they do still address it.
Yeah.
But they do like Ezekiel, but they, you know, I don't think
you can't
they
depend
feel
on him.
Comfortable
can't
right on now him. Saying, right. Okay, he's our left guard.
Right.
So I can see them still addressing it, if not the draft.
And I agree with you at center, Chris, because they're not going in with that's our guy. He's our insurance policy or a backup, I think, Feliciano.
Right. I think they realize they know they have to upgrade that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think they'll address it. It's still, you know, as far as free agency, there's still guys out there, man. There's still guys, a lot of talented guys out there, man. Jerry, I got to be honest with you, unless I missed something, I'm surprised that Isaac Simulo,
right. No, he hasn't gone anywhere yet.
Hasn't signed with somebody yet, you know.
Right.
So,
well, Shane's negotiating, right?
I hope so. You know, I'm waiting to see this, Jerry, to be honest with you. I'm waiting to see, Eagles re-sign Isaac. That's what I'm waiting to see now, you know.
Right.
You know? Because the Eagles have been pretty active today. And if for some reason salary cap doesn't seem to matter with them, they always find a way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But speaking of them, they lost some guys, Chris. They've lost some starters. And I thought the biggest one they lost was Hargrave by a mile. I mean, that was – and he went to a team that is absolutely loaded up front. But this is where the buffoon in me comes in, where I'm – again, I'm letting it play out. But I'm watching these teams, and I'm right away. I start thinking, like, well, why not us now, right? The Eagles lost three starters. We're gaining guys. The gap's closing already. Yeah, the 49ers have a great defense, but you're going to rely on Brock Purdy and Trey Lance. Like, I don't know. I start going way too far ahead. But anyway, I'm just enjoying that the Eagles have these cap issues. They're losing defensive players. I think they've lost four starters so far. I think they lost three on defense. And Jason Kelce, of course, is going to continue to make our life hell for at least another year. But again, man, looking around the league, looking at what we've done, I love these moves we're making. And because of that, I have to trust that when they retain these guys, even if I hear that Richie James has been signed, it's like, okay, well, they, you know, he's going to be the fifth or sixth receiver. But, you know, I again, trusting Joe Shane, it's going to be interesting to see which of the remaining free agents that we have that we retain. And I think you're right as far as the next ones. And like Julian Love, you know, it's going to be interesting to see who pays him or if he comes back at a lower price. I don't think he will. I think someone will eventually sign him. But it's going to be interesting to see the remaining free agents who does come back next.
After I mean, Shane, you know, you certainly appear Shane likes to keep his own guys.
Yeah,
you know? Right. Guys he's familiar with. You're seeing that here. You know, and as far where were you going with the 49ers and Eagles? I mean, as far as the Giants competing?
Oh no, just me being an idiot watching the Giants improve and watching them like they're like, well, the Giants, the Eagles are still the class of the NFC. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but they just lost three major defensive players, and they're going to lose more. Like, okay, I get it. Yes, they're the class, but through free agency so far, the gap is hasn't widened at all. It's mm-hmm. shrunk a little bit. And my point with Hargrave going to the Niners was, yes, their front line is loaded, but until Purdy comes back, they have a quarterback issue. Like, when's he coming back? You know, so I love the direction of this franchise. That's my point. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, look, they're not in that level yet.
I know.
You know, the Eagles 49. Eagles are still going to be real good, and they got the 10th pick, and they got Nakobe Dean. Looks like they got him winning away. And you know it's the Eagles. They're going to draft two guys probably, and Cam Jurgens is going to play left guard. Their offensive line is still going to be real good. If they lose Isaac Seumalo, he's not signed yet. He's not even signed yet.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But their plan is that Jurgens is going to play left guard if they lose Isaac. You know.
Or they could, you know what? They could take a corner with that 10th because Darius Slay's asking for or got permission to seek a trade or something.
And now Slay's kind of like backtracking on that, you know? Well, not really looking to go anywhere. So if they keep those two, you know, they'll have to fill in some other spots. Imagine if Julian Love winds up the Eagles, dude. They need a safety, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to lose both safeties. I know they like the Kid Blankenship a little bit, but I would hate to see that happen.
Yeah.
But Love played so bad against the Eagles that I can see the Eagles saying, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, right. The film on him is bad.
Yeah, we'll pass it that way. We torched that guy twice. You know?
So, right.
So anyway, you know, those teams, you're like, but Jerry, it's a process, right, dude? It's a process. Yeah. You know, you look to get better every year and try to get to that level, the 49er level and Eagles level. And are they there right now, Jerry? No, can it change between now and next December? Sure, bro. Sure. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen. Hmm. You know, and even Dallas, they're still good. You know, they're still good, you know.
Yeah, and they just solidified the other corner.
And, dude, you know, now they added Gilmore.
Right.
To go alongside Diggs. And I see some people today, oh, Chris, come on, he's out to New England Gilmore. God, folks, do people watch these games?
Right.
I mean, did you see Gilmore last year? He was playing at the New England level.
Yeah.
You know, he's still real good. He's coming off an injury a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, he was like this. Last year, he was top notch. He was really good last year. So I expect him to be really good. And now he's got Diggs. So the Cowboys, you know, dude, they're still talented. Now, the Cowboys will mess it up because it's Mike McCarthy and it's Jerry Jones and it's Dak. It's Dak. And they'll do something to screw it up. And they got this buffoon as a coordinator now.
Yeah, they're going back to the Green Bay offense from 2007. Right. I mean, that gets me excited. Right.
You know Dallas is going to blow. You know, they'll do something. They'll be 12-5 and beat or whatever the hell it might be, right? But the fact is, right now, the Giants are still not at their level. Now, close it up. Could they close it up more and more? Sure. You know, and you don't know what the roster is going to look like September. Who's going to get hurt doing it yet? All that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But Jerry, like you just said, dude, you know, you feel good about where they're going, the Giants. You know, where they're going, you know.
Love it.
To get to that level. And you don't have that feeling that it's going the other way, where they're getting far further away from the 49ers of the world, you know, the Eagles and even the Cowboys a little bit, you know. And there's going to be a couple of teams. Look. You know, the Saints are going to be a team right back in the mix. And you got the team I'm telling you right now to watch out for next year is going to be the Detroit Lions. You know,
you're right. Yeah,
I already got the win in the division. I really love what they're doing and what they did last year and what they're doing now, the offseason. But anyway, you feel the Giants, you know, boom, heading down that road, right? With the leadership, some of these guys are signing the way they're approaching free agency a little bit. And of course, the draft, you know, where they go in the draft. So.
I saw after the Waller trade that Kadarius Toney, I just want to touch on this one second. sent out a stupid tweet. Now, Kadarius Toney doesn't allow you to reply to his tweets or anything. Sends out a tweet of a laughing emoji and then a yawn. So that's what Kadarius Toney thinks of that move, I guess. Because somebody said, well, we traded Kadarius Toney for Waller. And
I said that. Is he doing it to me?
Maybe, right. But he just tweeted the laughing emoji and then the yawn. So I guess Kadarius Toney's not impressed. Again, thank you for your service, Kadarius, in beating the Eagles. But yeah, nobody cares what you think, pal. I got to ask, speaking of wide receivers, they like Odell, is what you said last week, Chris. Is that still on the table?
Jerry, look, here's a thing that people, you saw some reports, Odell's asking for $20 million a year, and then legit people actually jumped in and said, no, he's not asking for any, he hasn't said any money-wise yet. All I could tell you, Jerry, is that when he came in December, Thanksgiving, right around that November visit, I forget if it was Thanksgiving or anyway, you know what I'm talking about. When he came in over the winter for that visit, Brian Daboll and Joe Sheen loved him. Daboll loved him. Now, money, you know, all I know, Jerry, is I saw him working out, and on Instagram, he put out something. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Prince even put it out. But he looked pretty good to me, bro. He was running. Looked like he got built up a little bit, right? Looked muscular. He was making his
catches. His catches are still absurd.
Signature one-handed grabs like it's nothing, you know?
He catches the ball as it's going away from him. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And, Jerry, all I can say about Odell is, look, I don't think there's any question in his mind, in his mind, that deep down inside, I think he still wants to come back to the Giants. Him, I'm talking about, Jerry. I'm not talking about what me and you feel, fans, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
I think he's still so upset what the hell happened with the Giants, and I think he would love to come back here. I really do. Yeah. I really do. Now, Daboll and Shane, they met with him, and look, all I can tell you is that, for a fact, Daboll and Shane loved him. Yeah. Now, whether or not they feel he could be in the right mix here, money-wise and all that, I don't know, Jerry. I don't know. Mm. I don't know what Odell's asking for. I don't know if Odell wants to go to basically a ready-made championship team where they're going to have a really good chance. He might want to go back to L.A. to the Hollywood crap, you know, with the Rams.
Right.
You know, he might want to go to, a Dallas. Right. A Dallas where he feels, okay, you know, I love the Giants, but these guys are going to have a better chance next year. Mm-hmm. Or the Giants approach him and say, Odell, we got this tight end here. We got this young quarterback up and coming. We're doing good things. We made the playoffs last year. Come on. Let's finish what you want. You know, come back as a Giant. I know what happened to the trade. You know, and here's the thing too, Jerry. You know, he was the face of the franchise, right? Right. Basically, when he played on the Giants. Mm-hmm. He became the face of the franchise. I should say, Jerry, he became the face of the franchise with the one-handed grab. The kid was dynamic. We all know that. Yep. And he was the face. He was the man. He was the face.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing, Jerry. You know, if he comes back this time around, I'm not saying I want him. I'm just telling you, if he comes back this time around, he's not really the face of the franchise anymore. Saquon is the face.
Right. He's almost a third or fourth guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Saquon is like the face now. Right. Even, you know, Daniel doesn't have that, but Daniel just got the extension. He's the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, like Odell wouldn't be the face of the franchise anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it'll be interesting, dude. All I could tell you people listening, I know for a fact that Daboll and Shane loved Odell. Loved him.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody was signing him, Jerry. He didn't work out for anybody last year. Right. Nobody was going to, even Jerry Jones, the lunatic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Odell, you got to show me something. You know, he didn't work out for anybody because he still wasn't 100%. He looks 100% now. And, dude, I'm not going to put it past Odell to be real effective, whoever signs him, to give you something, you know?
Yeah.
But, look, there's a lot of Giant fans. I see it on Twitter. Odell, bring him back. You know what I mean? And, Jerry, with Daboll, Joe Shane, I got to be honest with you, dude. Years ago, all right, get this guy out of here. Enough with the drama. They re-sign him now, I'll be like, okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't hate it, Jerry. You know what I mean? I wouldn't hate it. I prefer, I'm going to be honest with you, dude, and everybody listening. I prefer maybe to stay away because he does have that drama, Jerry.
I agree.
He does have that drama.
But.
But.
Right, I know. I feel the same way.
But.
Yes.
Right. But. I guess you're with me. Jerry, I'll let you jump in a second. But
if they did bring him back, I wouldn't be like, oh, what the F? You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Jerry. Jump right in. How do you feel about Odell?
I don't care about who he's hanging out with on Twitter. I don't care about any of that. It's the airplane stuff. It's the off-field BS. Like, you know, you're just embarrassing yourself. You end up embarrassing the organization. Like I said, dude, I was okay with everything until the interview that he had with, I think it was Jussina Anderson, with where he kind of like was, you know, he signs this huge contract and he's like, oh, I'd love to play out west. Like, wait, come on. Like, that's what I don't want. But
I agree.
I trust that Dable and Shane kind of keep that in check better, or they have a culture there, that he won't do that now. I don't know. I think he might buy in more. And here are your friends. Okay. Here's Waller and Daniel Jones. You know, congratulations. And here are your friends, Sterling Shepard and Saquon Barkley. You know them already. So
a more mature Saquon and
right. Barkley. And so I'm with you. Oh, it's
Shep.
It, gun to my head. Stay away. But there's a part of me that says I think he might buy in. So I'm like 51-49 on this right. one, dude. That's where I'm at. 51-49.
Right. Right. Look, personally, Jerry, money-wise, anything, I don't think it's going to happen. All I could report is that Shane and Dable really like him. It wasn't like they came away from that meeting in November. They had that steak dinner. And please stop get John Mara out of this. John Mara's not jumping and going, no, I don't want this guy. Okay? That's not happening. I know people like to put that out there. Mara never take him back. Mara don't like him. That's not true at all.
He was on the record years ago saying he had to apologize to his grandkids for trading him.
I forgot about that. It's not Mara. You know, Mara lets, you know, Shane and all that stuff. And you know, Dable, you know, he's... Dable's got a little renegade in him, bro. He feels he can make anything work. He's, you know?
Right.
He's, you know, he has a little renegade in him. He's like, you know, get over here. You want to get on board or what? You know? I know Odell, but look, there's just every time you turn around, it seems like it's something with Odell. It might take 6 months.
That's the problem.
It might take a year. Right. But just when you thought everything was settling down with Odell, he's got a kid, everything, and then he has the airplane incident. And I'm not here saying Odell's guilty or innocent on the airplane
incident. It's a bad look, though.
All I'm saying is that he had an incident.
It finds him. You know? Finds him.
But, Jerry, like we were just saying, too, you know, this is, he goes into the locker room. If it does, just for argument's sake, it does happen. You know, you got an older and mature Shep now. You know, you think Shep would jump on a boat before a playoff game now, Jerry?
No, I don't. No.
Right?
Right.
Odell wouldn't even do that now, okay? You got a 50-year Saquon Barkley. Okay, a 60-year Saquon Barkley, right? Coming in, you got...
Yes, wow.
Yeah, because they picked up his 50-year.
Wow,
They just tagged him,
I just counted it. Wow, crazy.
You got a Daniel Jones who's now, you know, getting the big money. And then you got some veterans, like, you know, if you could bring back a Feliciano, if they bring back a Jihad Ward, like, you know... No, I know Odell's his own person. I get it. Me, personally, I would still kind of stay away. I would, Jerry. I would stay away because drama just seems to find Odell, you know?
Yeah.
And we're not looking for that drama. But like I just said, dude, I don't have a say in this organization. And Brian Dable and Joe Shane really like him.
Yeah.
Really, really like him. That's all I'm going to say, dude. Right. You know, so.
Yeah. No, it's all good. And I agree with you. It's be an interesting get if they got him. And it's just, oh, just please, no drama. No drama, Odell. But like you said, man, he'd be like the third or fourth guy there. He'd be the third or fourth face. Because I think even a defensive guy like Thibodeau could kind of surpass him as far as face of the franchise, or McKinney, right? So you have some guys there that have been there a while that are becoming their own stars. Dexter Lawrence, and he's more Odell would come in more as like a mercenary or hired gun to kind of get you over the hump.
Jerry, you know, years ago when Odell was in the locker room, when we walked into the locker room, everybody went right to Odell. if he was at his locker, Jerry, boom, right over to Odell. If it wasn't his day to have his presser at his locker, he would come out. Anyway, Odell, it wasn't like he hid in the back. He would come out, hang up. Hey, Odell, what's up? Odell, everything's Odell. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody, let's talk to Odell. You know, hey, Odell, what's going on? What's going on? I used to have conversations with him, you know? But now, you know, now it's like, okay, say he's in there. Of course you want to go, hey, Odell. You know, he's going to have his thing once or whatever. But you got other guys now, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, Thibodeau is a big personality, right? Like you just said.
Yes.
Thibodeau.
Right.
Big personality. Yeah. You got Shep who's back. Big personality. In a good way, I'm saying. In a good way. Big personality. Yeah. You got Saquon. Big personality. In a good way. Everybody wants to. Right. Every time Saquon goes to his locker, you want to go. You gravitate to it. Hey, Saquon, what's up, man? And he's, because he's a great dude. Hey, what's going on? This and that. And you're bullshit. You know, you got some veterans like Feliciano, always good in his locker. Now, I'm not saying Feliciano over Beckham. All I'm saying is that. Years ago, Jerry, I'm telling you, it was like, as soon as you went in the locker room, if Odell was at his locker, you're going over to Odell. Hey, Odell, what's going on? You know what I mean? You know, the whole deal.
Yeah, because it was Odell up top and everybody else underneath.
You know, Eli was always a quiet dude. Eli does his presser, used to do his presser once a week, and then you never saw Eli. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't think it would be as bad unless Odell does an Odell thing. And that's something I'm not quite sure the Giants want to go there, but we'll see. You know, we'll see, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not putting it past him, Jerry. I'm not putting it past it, but I still think, Jerry, even though Odell loved, I still in my heart feel Odell wants to come back to the Giants and finish something he started. I really do. I really do.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
But he's older now. He's probably going to get a certain amount of money for maybe a team that they feel, you know, this guy could put us to the next level, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And I think that's where he'll wind up. You know, maybe a Buffalo, you know, something, a Dallas, maybe even back to L.A., who else do I miss, Jerry? You know, somebody like that, you know, where he could hook up and compete for another ring, you know, so.
Yeah. Lastly, not Giants related. I don't know if you heard, but Aaron Rodgers hasn't made a decision yet.
He still has tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock tomorrow. Listen.
Taking my talents to bet life.
Not to pick on the Jets.
But you're going to pick on the Jets.
A little. I am so glad, thanking God that my father was a Giants fan, because the way we're doing it, kind of under the radar, doing our own thing, no fanfare, steak, no sizzle, just building our team, I'm just glad that I'm not the New York Jets right now, because what he's doing is ridiculous. I just had to comment on it, because I have Jet fan buddies of mine who, I'm laughing at them how crazy they're going. And I don't blame him, because I think what he's doing is unconscionable. It's ridiculous. What an attention whore he is.
I mean,
whatever.
It's like, dude, you're not Tom Brady. What's with the drama year after year with the drama? And now doing this to the Jets. Well, it looks like he's going to go to the Jets. And now he's going to come out tomorrow. McAfee, his boy there. Oh, tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. So he's going to announce tomorrow, I'm going to the Jets. Dude, relax. I'm sorry, Jerry, but he's not even in a LeBron James's class. When LeBron did that move with Miami, at least LeBron had a title, so whatever the hell it was, he was the best. Like, dude, you're a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But you're not Tom Brady. You don't have 4 or 5 rings and all that stuff.
Right.
You got one
back
in 2010, and you've lost numerous times in the playoffs and your home field. You lost last year in the last game of the season. I mean, Jerry, like you just said, dude, that guy would not... Friggin' Jets fans. Can you imagine sitting around?
Yeah.
And even that, Jerry, you know, Jets fans are going to be excited. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get excited. Oh, we're going to make the playoffs. We can make a run. And don't get me wrong. With Rodgers, they got a playoff team. No question. But I think they're going to make it. They still got a tough division. And, you know, Miami and Buffalo and all that stuff. But, okay, guys. So, is it going to be worth it for them with a Rodgers? They make the playoffs. Say they make the playoffs, right, Jerry? They get beat in the playoffs.
Right.
Now you're going to have this drama this time next year. He might turn around and retire.
He has to win it with them or it's a failure. You've got to win it all or the move is a failure. This is boom or bust.
Absolute failure. Right?
Yes.
An absolute failure. But here's the thing, Jerry. Even if he signs a 2-year, 3-year deal, what the hell it's going to be, right? You're going to eat up a chunky salary cap, okay, right? And you go to the playoffs next year and you lose to the Chiefs in the first round. Argument's sake, you know, whatever the hell it might be, right? You lose the Jaguars in the first round, right?
Right.
Well, now you're going to have to go through Aaron Rodgers' drama again in January.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Where he could just turn around and say, you know what? I sat in my darkened room for a week and the spirit came out of the vent and told me to retire to be an astronaut. Okay? So he retires.
Yes.
So now you got no future quarterback. And don't give me the Zach Wilson crap. They moved on for Zach Wilson, please. By the way, it's going to be funny when Mike White beats him next year when Tua gets injured and beats him. All right, so
He's not there to mentor. And yes, I thought the Mike White, Chad Pennington thing
okay.
as well.
Yeah. So now you don't go to Super Bowl because that's your goal now, right? You got Aaron Rodgers. You think you're a playoff roster. All you miss is the quarterback. Okay, so now you got him. You don't go to Super Bowl. And Rodgers turns around after, like I said, some spirit from the vent tells him to retire and become an astronaut or a whatever, car salesman. Okay, he does that and he's gone. So now you got no quarterback, you got no future. Robert Saleh probably gets fired in 2 years, and that one. I was talking to a guy. Yeah. I was talking to a guy today that called me this morning, and not a big Rodgers fan. And he said, "If I'm Robert Saleh, I'm walking in the Jets office. Going, I want an extension right now because when this blows, if this blows up, you're all going to fire me."
So true.
You're all going to fire me.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely right.
So pretty funny, man, but. That's for the Jets. And hey, when Rodgers announces tomorrow he's going to be a Jet, as we all know it's going to happen, okay? With this dramatic buildup, okay? It's going to be fun because the Giants will be seeing him next year, you know? So that'll be fun playing the Jets.
Imagine he retires.
Jerry, I don't see that.
Just imagine at 1 o'clock if he says, I've decided I'm retiring, guys.
Look, I'm sure, but you never know with that nutbag, but... But you know when they went out, and signed Alan Lazard, I'm sure he told Lazard, "Listen, you know I'm going. You know we'll go there together." And now he's trying to get the Jets to sign Randall Cobb because he feels much more comfortable around Randall Cobb. I mean, it's
Donald Driver, Javon Walker. They're all coming. It's incredible. They're all coming. Yeah,
so, but he'll announce tomorrow. He'll be a Jet, and Jets will have a playoff roster, and we'll see what happens. You know.
And the Jets are loaded. They are. They have a great roster, but. This whole thing is just a bit much, man. Ah. And
it's every offseason. And it'll be next offseason. It'll be the same thing next offseason. You know, so
you are selling your soul, man. Ah. You really are. I'm not the most patient person, so I'm sitting there thinking, if I'm a Jets fan, I would have walked away yesterday and just concentrated on getting Lamar Jackson somehow. And I know it's 2 first-round picks, and he wants guaranteed money, but
Jerry,
figure it out.
If Aaron Rodgers announces tomorrow, you know what? I'm done. I don't feel like playing anymore. They're going to have to do that with Lamar Jackson. You want your guaranteed contract?
Right.
You got it. Two number ones? Give it up. Right. Because who's left? Baker Mayfield?
Right.
Tannehill. Yeah, what I'm saying.
Somehow.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah. So. Right. Mariota. Yeah.
And now Matt Ryan. Okay, so there you go. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Good stuff. Good to be a Giants fan. And the point of that rant was I'm very happy with our organization and how we're doing this. It's just the right way. We are professional again. Love it. Loving it. And I can't wait for the next couple of days to see what happens.
And Jerry, the AFC is stacked. They're stacked. Yeah. Cincinnati's still real good. Listen, the Steelers are going to be real good next year. You watch. They finish over 500 with 11 street guys, okay?
Okay. And a rookie quarterback.
They're going to be good.
Yeah.
The Buffalo, they'll still be good. You know, they still got Josh Allen. There you go. Boom. You got Miami. If Tua stays healthy, they just added freaking Jalen Ramsey. They're going to be really good.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got the Chargers up and coming. You know,
the Chiefs. Chiefs are decent.
Some team named the Chiefs. You got Jacksonville up and coming. You know.
Yep.
You got Baltimore if they re-sign Lamar. If Lamar works it out there, really good squad. So I get it with the Jets, but that's a stacked conference, dude. You know, that's a stacked conference, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. Good stuff, man. Anything else on the Giants? Anything I missed? I mean, the guys we signed and who's not signed yet, but I can't wait for the next couple of days to see what else they do. If they had another playmaker or a guard. This is awesome, dude. So happy.
Yeah. So we'll see. I expect them to add, maybe not a big splash, but I expect them to add, you know, one or two more guys, you know, can help out. That's what I expect. I expect at least one more guy. Not big money, not big money, but I expect to see one more guy. Before this thing really dies down. So,
Leighton Vander Esch just got re-signed to a 2-year deal.
Okay, thank you. So I thought the Dallas was going to let him walk. So
yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Good stuff, dude. We'll come back next week. Unless the Giants sign, unless there's a trade made for a certain receiver that Chris has been talking about for about 3 months now. I'll say it now. I promise we'll come back again and just to talk about that for about 20 minutes. So, and then we'll come back next week. So, but if that trade happens, we're doing another podcast this week, one way or another. We'll figure it out. So
we'll figure it out.
Good stuff. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com or go to Magzter for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys. Sundays are Giant days, baby. Take care, everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.